I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, May 3rd, 2022. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Aye.
We have one here. We have an emergency item that needs to be taken care of. We will add that to the agenda. State of Iowa got tied up in there. Tied up in the state of Iowa's.
Yeah, we didn't become aware of that until yesterday afternoon when the person called and wanted to know where their liquor license was for their wedding that's coming up Saturday. And come find out when they applied through the state, they must have put state of Iowa in instead of a county. So it just hung out there and evidently the state doesn't check for their junk mail or anything like that. So anyway, they called us and Angie made several phone calls and we don't want to ruin somebody's wedding. So, and Tom was here so in the afternoon, because it was late in the afternoon.
We didn't want to face the family and the bride coming in here.
And the state even said, well, we forward the email, because Angie and I usually get an email when there's a license out there to be reviewed. And the state said that they sent it Friday and neither one of us got it. So if it had been there Friday, it would have been on the agenda.
Okay, we'll add that. We'll go down and make that item H.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Sheriff, payroll clerk, auditor's office.
Good morning. It was brought to my attention this morning that if you had a Voya account prior to us transferring over to T. Rowe Price, the beneficiaries did not transfer over correctly on everyone. So I did send an email out this morning to everybody with information on how to go ahead and you can log in on the website or you can contact the gentleman at T. Rowe Price to get those added in. But if you have a T. Rowe Price account, you might want to make sure your beneficiaries are correct and added in there.
Thank you.
Other than that.
Colin, you grew a little bit. How's everything, ID, Brandon?
Good. Keep busy as always.
Thank you. Sheriff Blendenning, how's the sheriff's department?
It's doing well. No major news from the sheriff's office. It is National Correctional Officers Week. So just a special thanks out to the correctional officers and everything they do. They work in a very difficult environment. We've got some amazing personalities out there that are prepared to handle that. So we're very thankful for them. On that note, we're at 69 at the jail. Nothing, no major changes out there and doing well.
Okay, thank you, Sheriff. Lisa Schaefer, Attorney's Office.
We're staying busy. This month yet, we have one of our homicide trials getting ready to proceed, as well as an armed robbery case, so we'll be pretty busy. At some point, I will need to get an agenda item for the opioid litigation now that things are starting to be approved. Did a Zoom meeting while I was on vacation. Yes, I was on vacation and I still did a Zoom meeting for your opioid litigation. They finally have a settlement administrator appointed, which is what we've been waiting on. So that got done here a couple of weeks ago. So I should be getting some emails. They're predicting later this summer that disbursements will start to be made. So at some point I'll need to also get with Cheryl to make sure that we have a completely separate account set up for those funds that cannot be commingled in any way. And then we'll need to start maybe getting with someone from the city to see if we want to merge our funds together that we'll be getting so we don't duplicate things and can maybe provide some better opioid abatement services. We'll also be getting a more detailed list about what we can and cannot spend the money on and some examples. So more information coming hopefully within the next 3 to 4 weeks now that the settlement administrator has been appointed. Once they get up to speed. I think there are still several defendants out there who have not yet settled. This was the distributors and Johnson & Johnson. There are a couple defendants who are in bankruptcy, but it looks like there's going to be some funds available for the opioid abatement settlements. And then there are a few that are actually getting ready to litigate in some other jurisdictions. So the hope is if they're unsuccessful there, that they may be ready to come to the table for everybody else. So we'll see. I think New York has a couple cases going, and New Mexico, I think, some of the actual manufacturers and retailers. So hopefully within the next year or so, we'll maybe add to that fund. We'll know probably within a month approximately how much we'll be getting and when.
Well, a lot of that maybe go to the task force.
Pardon?
Will a lot of that money go to the task force?
We get to decide what to do with it. I'm of the belief we should probably be looking at treatment options, not law enforcement. But that's something that ultimately can be discussed once we know how much money we're getting. Because the treatment options are fairly limited, so I think we really should probably be focusing on that.
Thank you, Lisa. Jared Lasher, South East Aboriginal Planning.
Morning. We don't have anything on the agenda today, but we've got a couple of minor subdivisions out for review. This evening at 5:30 at our office, we have a zoning commission meeting. Main item of business is a rezoning request to sell the town. Spoke to Zach about this. I'm going to see if we'd be able to do a short work session possibly next week, since there would be some lag time in between, since it's considered a ordinance amendment, but that would need to have the public hearing notice published, so we could just do it next week. So do we know offhand if next week would be?
We have one on there, I know.
Okay.
I won't be here.
What?
I won't be here.
Okay. The main thought was that just to answer any questions you might have before we have the final vote on it. So that just depends on whether we don't have to. I'm just a suggestion.
Check to see what we got after the meeting.
We would probably be short, most likely, just to give a quick background.
Thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. In a rare instance of federal government efficiency and responsiveness, our Pocala Watershed Plan has been fully approved. We've sailed through the review, update, re-review, and approval process in a matter of about 2 months. This is EPA we're talking about, this is a sound. So we're thrilled about that. I'm working with the Watershed team now to figure out the timeline and the next steps for applying for funding through the 319 program. To get a watershed coordinator hired, so that we've got one central point of coordination, the same way the GO did it, and then start working on getting implementation put in over the next year to 20. And that's a big monkey off our back to have that thing done and fully approved. And so that qualifies us now for that federal funding in those programs, a lot of which GO tapped to do a lot of the work that they did in their watershed. So we're really excited about that.
Don't you like a fire under EPA?
You know, I'm not sure how that happened. I had nothing to do with it. And the interesting thing is that one of the reviewers is set to retire right now. And so I don't know if they were just trying to make sure they had everything put to bed before they walked away, or whatever it is, but it is zipped right through. So we got the official document over my email yesterday that said it's fully approved. So. Thrilled about that because that puts us on the timeline. I think later this summer or early fall is when the 319 program opens up, and so having that done now allows us to get in on this grant cycle. So we're excited about that. And then just the other big thing is we got that work session board meeting tomorrow there at Starscape.
Thank you.
Yep.
Danielle, how's the creative office?
We're keeping busy. We just mailed delinquent notices and notice of tax sale yesterday. That was almost 1,200 of those, which is down. Usually it's a little over 1,500, so that's a good thing. But we'll continue to hopefully see some of those funds trickle in and work on the tax sale.
Thank you. Ken Hyten, Seal Region Mental Health.
Good morning. I don't know if you noticed, but Chris Pogemiller had an excellent article in the Hawkeye today about mental health and about resources available to people in Des Moines County, so I appreciate her article, and we had talked before the article, and just thank you for doing that. That's wonderful. May being Mental Health Awareness Month, it's just a good time to get that in, so.
Say that's in today's paper.
Yeah, in today's paper.
Some of us have been awful busy this morning. We haven't had time to read paper, kids.
Page 4A. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Trent?
I'm here for the work session.
Okay. Nothing to add to. Okay, thank you. Terry, the auditor's office.
Good morning. We're busy getting, preparing for the primary election. And I got a notice from the Secretary of State's office because I requested them to send out cards to everybody, either individuals or households, to let them know what their voting precinct's going to be, since we had the reprecincting and all that stuff. So, and they said those should go out between, they should hit the post office between the 18th and the 20th of this month. And then I also got a notice from the DNR about a hog confinement. I sent that publication to the paper just to request input, because that's all we ever do. We don't do the public hearings and all of that, but if anybody has any information, and this is for a site called the Big Farm site, and it's up in, I believe, in Washington Township. Yep, Section 22 of Washington Township. It's a Tri Oak Foods. So anyway, that notice should be in the paper, so.
Thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Road.
Good morning. I think the same roads are still closed.
Definitely are.
Yeah. Things are moving along. Geode has made good headway. I'm not sure. I mean, what's left, a portion of it definitely has to be drier than it is, so that this isn't going to be a good week for a lot of advancement on that, but the main line is in. I think they have one more concrete pour, I want to say off the top of my head, but then it's got to be backfilled behind the curb and stuff like that, so it's definitely come along and still got work to do. Pleasant Grove's a little bit further behind. We did get one good concrete pour in. Still got to do the other half. They're doing it one lane at a time, so they got to get that other half poured. Maybe this afternoon, just depending on weather. But it is on their radar, so I'm assuming this afternoon or tomorrow. And once they get that done, they'll probably switch traffic out of the quarry so that they're going a different direction so that they can continue removal on up the hill. So it's weather this spring has kind of dragged things out, is what I would say. But they are making headway when they can. Mediops Road is still closed. Hopefully that's getting closer, but yet again, though, you can't do much dirt work when it's raining. So things are kind of dragging out. I did hear that the DOT is looking at some patching that's associated with their four-lane project on a couple of the side roads, Dodgeville and Pleasant Grove, coming up. I don't believe those are full closures from what I understand. They'll be one-lane closures. So just a heads up, I don't know what this weather has done schedule-wise for their contractor that was going to do that. I think at one time they're supposed to start this week, but I haven't heard of it starting. So that'll probably be we'll find out when it happens kind of a situation. So if you hear something, they are coming in to start doing some tie-in stuff and some rumble strips and some stuff like that that are just more of a patch. So but there will be some one-lane stuff associated with that. Upper Flint's closed from the DOT, and then of course our project will start up. I believe they're targeting next week is the target for starting on our project. So yeah, there's probably some other stuff, but right now we're just waiting for it to quit raining again.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Rodney Blazner, maintenance.
Good morning. Just keeping busy with a lot of different projects and things going on. Front steps are coming along. A little slow with all the rain in between, but they're moving right along. So looking forward to getting that done, hopefully here in the next couple weeks. Other than that, I have an agenda item.
Okay, thanks, Roger. Angie, how's the safety department?
Good morning. We're doing fine, keeping busy, but everything's going smooth.
That's good. Thank you. Chris Pogemiller.
Good morning.
Kel.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy, nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. If I can miss anybody. We shall move on here. Seeing none here, do any of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I do not.
Discussion and vote. We have payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $146.70, non-cashable taxable is $24.07.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. And we have accounts payable claims in the amount of $879,004. And no cents.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have the approval of the Anderson Larkin County and Company engagement letter for fiscal year 22 audit.
It's just an engagement letter. It's a boilerplate letter of the understanding that the services they're going to perform and what they're going to provide for the audit, the upcoming audit for the current fiscal year. Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Engineering service and jail project. Short form agreement for the engineer architect, Rodney Luna.
Yeah, good morning. This is for the jail project we're looking at for the roof and the siding. This project is going to kind of exceed the threshold set by the code of Iowa. So we're going to need to get an architect and come up with some construction documents. So this is for, we got a couple quotes. This one here is from Klinger for construction documents, help with some of the bidding documents and assistance and construction admin for a total of $30,500. We got another quote from CMBA Architects, and that was at a total of $47,000. So we would recommend approval of the Klinger bid for $30,500. Documents, bidding assistance, some construction for this project.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Personnel actions, three of them for the correctional center. We should do all three at once if you have them in the mind.
We're sweet.
The first one is for James Pleasant. And that's 6 months end grade, $39,867.37 for $40,895.52 a year. The second one is for Cassandra Belknap. It's a promotion to dietary manager. Previous hour is $13.61. The new rate That was an hour. The new rate is $37,880.14 a year. The third one is for Ruby Peterson, kitchen assistant cook, resignation.
Move to approve all three.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Perry.
Yeah.
Just so the board's aware, we I spoke a couple weeks, maybe 8 months ago, about reaching out to some outside sources for providing our food. Put our internal costs together and then compared them to that, and we just decided that we could move forward on our own at just a better cost. So Cassandra has really stepped up over the last year, and she's been part-time, but we rely on our dietary manager to put together the food plan for the week. It's a 7-day operation, obviously. They work 40 hours a week, but they have to put together a 2,500 calorie diet for 70 inmates, one hot lunch or one hot meal a day. And she's really stepped up and done a great job. So we're excited to move her into a full-time spot and so we can take over that role.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yep.
We like that when you talk about saving money.
We looked at it, we tried, and we just thought we could do it better.
Yeah.
The way we're doing.
Okay, we have the reports. For the correctional center, these will be on file in the auditor's office for your reviewing at your own discretion. We have the minutes from a regular meeting on April 26, 2022.
Move to approve minutes.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Now we have item H, which Terry explained to you already. Sheriff, Linda, you have no problem with this, I don't think.
I'm not aware of where it's at.
Where
it's
at, okay.
Myers.
Yep, no issues there at all.
It's applicant, and it's, I haven't had a chance to look at this either. Okay, this is Myers.
Mm-hmm. It's at Myers Tree Farm.
At Myers Tree Farm, for the wedding that Terry explained to you earlier. No problem?
No issues.
Move to let them get married.
By all means.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay. Is there any other business? I have none.
I have none.
Future agenda items. I guess we'll find out about Jared. We'll have to.
I know we have the one set for general assistance to discuss that.
Yeah.
But other than
you
that,
you won't be here. I'd like to do a commentary one for.
I can try to take that laptop. I should be able to do a 10 by WebEx or
something.
So I can probably hear that way. I shouldn't be out of range of Wi-Fi. Might be a little noisy in the background.
But I take care of these grandkids.
Yes. So, this time, they quite honestly, they might be in trouble. So I can attend that way.
Yeah, we'll just see what works. If it has to delay another week, that's fine.
How about the week after? Would that work?
I think it would be preferable next week, but it's, again, it's not. Okay.
There's another one that we talked about.
Well, yeah, we're doing the one.
It's a courthouse security.
Yes,
yeah.
Courthouse security.
That's going to take a while, so.
Yeah.
So next week would probably be better.
If you do it next week.
Next week.
I don't know if you can
make
it. Yeah. Anyway.
If there are issues, and if you have questions later, you can let us know.
Okay. Moving on, committee report.
I attended a meeting with the medical examiner and first responders regarding, mostly it was the notifications required for
desks with, what do they call them? Desks with public interest.
Suspicious.
Suspicious with death.
Suspicious are those that just can't be readily explained by natural causes.
Anyway, and the and first responders and the MEIs and funeral home making the proper notification so that the medical examiner doesn't find out that there was a problem after the deceased has been cremated. So anyway, it was informative. And then we had a meeting with public health, maintenance, IT, Carly Nelson, members of the CMBA design and engineering team last week, and we toured the existing public health facility to determine needs for the new facility, and that was interesting. It was enjoyable. It was an interesting day. That's all I had. Seem to be moving along, so before long we ought to have an idea of what it's going to look like.
I had a Southeast Star Regional Planning meeting, and just basically the stuff we've been talking about. That's a really new report. Okay. Public input. We'll give you 2 minutes to call 319-753-8203, extension 4, 319-753-8203, extension 4, or email board@dmcounty.com. board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes. Is there anybody in here that wants to give a public comment? Tom never does. He always sits over there real quiet.
I've got dark areas in my brain and I don't want to let things out.
County attorney's here.
That's
the sheriff.
Tom.
There it is.
Truth is out.
Yeah.
That was nice. I'm stealing that one. I've got dark areas in my brain.
Oh, that was good. Well, this longest 2 minutes drags out, but you gotta give us somebody might want to call.
You should tell us a story or something, Jim.
Might not be regulation plus COVID. I mean, they can come to the meeting if they wanted.
Well, we only got 30 more seconds. You know, as nice and quiet as you people said, I really do believe that we ought to have a curtain call of Brian's 5-year road plan. And I'm going to be here next week for it.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Might not even be here next week. Okay, the 2 minutes are up. With an eye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We're going to have a work session with Russ and Public Health.